Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. 'Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages program. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. I'm a proud certified medium of the Forever Family Foundation, and we are a not-for-profit, and we have a radio show, as you probably know, every Thursday. But every third Thursday of the month, we feature our certified mediums, and we let spirit take over the airwaves for an hour, and that would be your loved ones. So we really do want to pay tribute to them and your connections to them. And it's certainly an honor and a privilege for me to be able to host this hour with you. So as you do connect with us this evening and we do introduce our certified medium, we ask that you ask for a connection. Or if you have a question, we want to honor the process and the integrity of your reading. So do not give us any additional information, so that we can show how spirit communicates to you. Because when a medium works, we really don't feel they communicate directly to us. They're actually communicating with you, and we're really just their microphone. So as we let that hour go by, this hour where spirit takes over the airwaves, we hope that you'll make yourself comfortable, listen, and get your questions ready. This hour's medium is going to be Rebecca Ann. She's a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation, and she'll be bringing through spirit for us. And if there is a quiet moment within that communication, I'll join in too as well as a certified medium. So before we actually get to Rebecca and speak to her, she's been a guest medium on the program. We'll reintroduce you to her. Let me talk a little bit about the foundation. I know that many of you are familiar with the good works that the foundation does, and if you'd like to follow along or have more information on anything I talk about in this first segment, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. The beautiful thing about the foundation is membership is free, and we do give you a newsletter every quarter, which it updates you on the latest scientific connections about survival of consciousness. It also will connect you to some of our mediums who might answer your questions, beautiful poetry from the other side. So it's really I've seen actually the newsletter grow throughout the years. When I started to volunteer in 2005, I remember it being a 2 or 3 pager. Now it's a bit longer. And it's a beautiful, really a beautiful tribute to not only the work that the foundation does, but a beautiful tribute to spirit, in my opinion. But if you are that scientifically minded person, there's great information in there as well. So being a member right there, membership is free, and you get really a good source of information that goes right into your mailbox every quarter. So that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, really, too, to show you the dedication that the director and all the volunteers have to the foundation is, you know, in the days of, you know, newsletters via email, this is a hard copy email that gets mailed. Even I'm kind of spoiled by email. It's a hard copy, beautiful newsletter that comes into your mailbox, snail mail, you know, which is really a rarity these days. The other thing that I want to talk to you about, which I'm really very excited about, the annual conference happens every year where the foundation brings together scientists, mediums, and those like-minded folks that really like to get together and not only talk about the science of the work, but also connect you to spirit. And this year is really unique on an overall scale because we're combining two of our events. Now, for those of you that have been involved with the foundation for many years, have been members, you probably recall Night of Mediums. Every year, there's a Night of Mediums where, well, mostly every year, we bring together about a half a dozen or so of the certified mediums, and we provide a beautiful, delicious dinner, beautiful ambiance, and then after dessert and coffee, the mediums come to your individual table, and hopefully each person at the table gets a message. Well, Night of Mediums used to be a separate event, but this year the foundation decided to combine it with the annual conference, which happens every November. Now, the Night of Mediums is happening on a very interesting date, 11-11-11, and Night of Mediums will be a fundraiser for us. So if you like information on that, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And combined with that, if you'd like to make it really a weekend of interesting people, interesting topics, and even more mediumship, you can join us on that Saturday, the 12th of November, for the 5th Annual Afterlife Conference with an interesting name, Is There Chocolate in the Afterlife? And we're proud to announce we have a sponsor for the event. Bob's Discount Furniture is proudly sponsoring this event this year. And there will be some speakers. Lee Bauman, who's the author of more than 7 books, including Mind to Matter to Consciousness, Window to God, A Physician's Spiritual Pilgrimage. Lloyd Auerbach as well, who's a paranormal investigator, very well known in the field. And I feel very honored, I have to say. This is my first year that I'm a featured speaker at the conference, and I'm very tickled pink and honored that the foundation has asked me to do spirit communication that evening. And also Teresa Caputo will be joining us as well, a certified medium, very well known in the Long Island area and soon to be very well known nationally. So we've got 2 mediums, 2 wonderful speakers on Saturday, and on Friday, the day before, Night of Mediums. Love to see you there. If you'd like more information on that, it's not only a fundraiser for the foundation, for this not-for-profit, but it's also a great opportunity for you to connect to spirit and to also connect to those like-minded people about survival of consciousness. The other thing that's very exciting about the foundation, and again, I get a little teary-eyed when I think about when I first started with the foundation in 2005. I think they had their first mediumship event, and then I became a volunteer and eventually certified medium. And then the next year we had our first Holidays Past event. Well, this year we've grown. We have quite a few Holiday Past events happening. The first one will be December 3rd with Joanne Gerber, a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation and also with the Wimbridge Institute. It will be at the Best Western Berkshire Inn in Bethel, Connecticut. It's another fundraiser for us, but it's also Holidays Past. When we think about our loved ones, because it's difficult to celebrate the holidays when you think of your loved ones on the other side. This is a great opportunity for connection, to learn more about mediumship, and also really to help out a good cause. The next one will be, I believe, if I remember correctly, in Boston. Oh, yes, I should know this one. I'm actually involved in it. I have the honor of being the medium for that evening, along with Afterlife Advocate Dave Kane. Will be at the Hampton Inn in Boston in Natick, Massachusetts. Really excited about that. And on December 17th at 7 p.m., the Melville Marriott in Melville, New York, psychic medium Teresa Caputo will be there as well. So we've got some events going on in, I believe there's one too, if I remember correctly, in New Jersey. I'll check up onto that. I'm not too sure about that one, so I'll definitely check during the break on that. I might be mistaken. But at least 3 events during the holiday that you can be involved, that you can connect to spirit, and also help out the Forever Family Foundation as a fundraiser. So there's really a lot going on with the foundation these days, and from a perspective of a volunteer, I can tell you it's because of you, your interest, your support, your emails, that we have grown. And of course, we still have a long way to go. But when I think about the almost 6 years being involved and I see the growth, I want to thank you this evening for being members, for being volunteers. And it's really a very special place to see and to be a part of. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll reintroduce you to another certified medium that's been involved with the foundation, Rebecca Ann, and we'll take a short break right now. I'm your host this evening, Angelina Diana. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with Mediums and Messages.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host this evening and certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, Angelina Diana, and we're joined right now by another certified medium, Rebecca Ann. Good evening, Rebecca.
Good evening, Angelina.
How have you been?
I've been good. Busy.
Yeah.
And, you know,
good.
Summer went by in a flash.
Didn't it?
It
really did. It absolutely did. We're practically neighbors. We're, what, about a half hour away from each other here in Connecticut? You're like you're in Vernon, right?
I'm in Vernon.
Yeah, and I'm in Enfield in West Hartford, so we're pretty close to each other. And we kind of experience the same kind of weather and stuff like that. I was kind of interesting to have a conversation with you about how quickly the weather's changed here in the Northeast. It's like cold today.
And typical, of course, of the whole aspect of New England when they say, you know, just wait a minute, the weather changes.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, you know, as we get ourselves prepared to connect to spirit and take your phone calls here at the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm just curious if you could share a little bit, Rebecca, on how you prepare to connect to spirit. But I have a twist. My twist is, how do you prepare for spirit to get your own connections?
Oh, that is the hardest question with such a truthful answer. For many, many years, one of my quotes was, I don't talk to my own dead people. For many years, I tried really hard to avoid any kind of communication in particular. I loved it when a sign came through. I'd be like, yeah, hi, I know you're there, thanks, let's move on. And people used to laugh at me about that until I realized what a special bond it was. Right. And to get prepared for it really is to accept it. Mm-hmm. I had a really hard time. It's almost like I felt bad because I needed to practice what I preached.
Right.
Is that really a penny from them? No, that just fell out of my husband's pocket.
Right. Yeah, you doubted the signs or you weren't too sure exactly what it meant. Did you feel that connecting or having a difficult time connecting in the beginning was because of your grief? Or was it because you felt... It was because of your grief, not necessarily because you felt you worked with spirit professionally.
It was, especially when, you know, reading after reading, I was able to keep that, you know, both a part of me and separate from me, because it is through us. Mm-hmm. And to take it and keep it when it came, I was almost hesitant to the point where I would ignore it, which is horrible. People were like, how could she ever ignore her loved ones, you know, crossed over? And I did. It was really hard for me with the grief. So when you ask me with the twist how to prepare, it's really I make sure that I'm in kind of a mental state where I know I'm going to feel them. I'm going to directly ask for a sign. I'm going to pay attention when it comes, and I'm going to be joyful. So I started to change my own perception to positive instead of the negative aspect of grief. So that's what's important, I think, when you're looking to connect. Remember how joyful it is. And get into that frame of mind. I'm only human.
Now, right. Well, yes, we all are. Do you think that there, from your viewpoint, there's a different experience you have connecting to your loved ones versus when you're professionally working and connecting to your clients' loved ones? The process is what I'm speaking of. Anything different, or does it feel the same to you?
You know, I'd have to say I think it feels the same.
Okay.
I do. Emotionally, you know, physically / emotionally, I definitely keep, instead of pass through for those brief moments of that communication, I keep it instead. But there's, I still see it the same and hear it the same and feel it the same because I interpret it that way. I think that's, you know, if my grandmother's going to come through, there's a special picture in my house of her where she's in her 30s, you know, and just one of those beautiful pictures of, of black and white. And sometimes I'll walk by and I'll see in my mind's eye the reflection of her as I knew her. Almost like, yeah, that's me, but so is this, hello. And I have to go, whoa, wait a minute, where did you come from, and how did I just see you, and oh, hi, you know. And
as far as the process of being a professional medium and being a griever, do you find that you have enhanced your personal connections because of the work you do, or do you find that because of your losses and your personal connection to your loved ones, it's helped you connect your clients to their loved ones?
I'd probably say the first, because it was through my clients that I watched the connections itself that I was giving to them, that I was getting for them, you know, that were coming for them. I would watch them heal. I would watch them smile. I'd watch them cry, and it would be a release. And it's, I mean, you know just as well as I do, we feel it too.
Right, sure.
But it's also, absolutely, you know, we feel it when you're there, and I have great love for you, and I keep that for you. But I think that learning, I learned from them. I wanted to avoid that. And that, that was like a personal, that's a really personal part of my life. It's like, really, you know?
Right.
You're a mechanic, no, I understand. You don't fix your own car? What's that
right
about?
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I think you've just demonstrated that it really isn't about the medium when you connect to spirit. It's never about the medium. It's about spirit. It's not who the medium is. It's not how long you've been a medium. It doesn't matter who you are. It's about spirit. And even as a professional medium, we learn from spirit. And we even learn about our own connections. And I'm struck to say this because I did a reading this morning, and the client had a bunch of questions for me, which I normally have after, you know, I do the session. I let them ask questions of either the other side or of my process. And the woman looked at me like, oh, you're so lucky that you're a medium. You must be able to connect to your mom so easily. And I looked at her and I wanted her, and we had a long discussion that went way over time, and I just wanted her to know that it isn't anything magical that you and I have. It's spirit that's magical. Their ability to come through and teach us how they want to communicate with us. Like you said so beautifully, it's accepting it, saying, I will accept that, not accept the grief. Grief is another totally different discussion.
Oh, this absolutely.
Absolutely, that's the point. But I will accept this opportunity to try to learn to communicate with you. I will accept that it's possible. I think the beautiful thing about when mediums work is that I think one of our main goals is to show that, well, whether you believe or not, whether you're skeptical or whether you're a griever, communication, our job is to show communication is possible. It's possible. And not that it will cure grief, it never can, but that it's possible. So that's why I wanted to ask you those questions, so that, you know, people can understand that, and with the help of the foundation, we're able to have this platform to say, hey, you know, spirit communication is not perfect. We do not hear them directly. It is an energetic exchange where you and myself, we've tried our best to hone in on our abilities of seeing, hearing, and feeling, and sometimes tasting and smelling information.
Absolutely.
From the other side. And through our hopefully ethical and correct intention to deliver the information ethically with the other side's intention intact, that someone who receives a reading will walk away feeling communication is possible. Will they get evidence? That's our goal. Will they get a message? That's our goal. But as we know, Rebecca, it's spirit's intention, right?
Absolutely.
It's spirit's intention.
Well, even when I want to connect, you know, I've gone to mediums before. I've been in with the wonderful foundation events. I've been lucky enough to be exposed to a lot of the mediums doing presentations, and I'd wait 3 days and be like, why didn't you come through? I'd be driving home, and then Angelina would miraculously say something. I'd be like, oh. But, yeah, no control, no, you know, really just.
Well, it's their intention, you know, just like you can't control somebody in an office meeting. You're having, you know, an office conversation with 10 people. You can't control what the other person's going to say. The person coming through on the other side is an individual, and they're going to have their intention on what they want to say. And that's why we strive to have the evidence connected to it, so the person receiving the reading will know who it is coming through. So thank you for... Go ahead.
I tend to say that, you know, I have free will now. They have free will there. They get to keep that free will.
Right, exactly, to talk and be communicative and stay connected to us, because I do believe they stay connected to us, as I know you believe as well. So what we're going to do now, are you ready, Rebecca? We're going to bring on our first caller. I feel very fortunate to welcome our first caller. Good evening, Paul. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Paul. How are you this evening?
I'm just great, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. We have our guest medium, Rebecca, here. Could she answer a question for you, or would you like a connection?
I definitely would like a connection, if that's possible.
Okay.
Sure. Paul, what a strong name. That is also my husband's name. I am feeling a male presence around you. I am going to place this male presence a step above you. Is your father crossed?
Yes, he has.
Thank you. I can tell you that I'm very visual with what I see, and I feel as if I'm interpreting this to tell you that you have also visually seen him. Can you confirm that for me or no?
I did have a very vivid dream.
Okay, because I can see
like
him.
A visitation.
Okay, and I'm with conversation. I feel like I'm there. You saw me. So in dream state, I can say yes to that. I'll agree with you because that's where you had it. I also feel it very strong, like out of the corner of my eye, or he is saying that others have seen him as well. Is he with your mother, Paul?
Yes.
Is your mother crossed?
Yes, she has.
Thank you very much. He's telling me that because he goes, his mother sees me too. And I'm thinking, but where? And I saw her standing next to. He either died young or looked young when he died, because he's coming through, oh my goodness, I'd say in his 40s. Does this make sense?
No, that part of it does not.
Okay. He's coming. I'm just going to let you tell you what he looks like. He's got very dark hair that's short to me. He's also telling me that he's standing straight up. I don't feel this is military straight up, but he's actually not hunched over. I'm also feeling, okay, thank you very much. Your mother, they both love you very much. It's kind of a very common thing to say, but they interrupted it because they're very loving parents. You were very blessed. You had very good parents.
Yes,
thank you.
I was.
Thank you. They're talking about another male in spirit. Thank you.
Okay.
Is this a brother?
No.
Do you have a brother?
Not for me.
Not for you.
I do.
Okay. They are saying there is a brother standing there with them. I'm also getting, I believe, an F name.
Okay.
F or PH. Phil, Frank.
Phil would work.
Okay, thank you. Is this somebody in spirit?
Yes, and actually,
thank you.
If I could say it's not brother, it's brother-in-law.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very validating. He feels like a brother.
Yes.
These were great sadness when these crossed. Great sadness. Thank you. Your sister is still here, correct? He wants to make sure she knows. You know, we never have to do what people tell us to do from over there. You don't have to tell her you called in and got that message. But he says he's around her. He's watching her. There must be children involved because he's watching over children. A lot of feminine energy around him. So did he have all girls? Is he all girls? The poor guy.
No, but he did have sisters. So.
Okay. He just tells me all girls, all girls. Thank you. Thank you. Your mother is beautiful, but not very talkative.
Okay.
Somebody has a breathing issue. Is this her? Did she have, I feel like she has a hard time. Okay. When we cross, Angelina, you can laugh with me on this. We all stop breathing.
Well, that's true. That's true. Physically, we stop breathing. Yes, that's very true.
You know, maybe a couple other things we all, you know, will go through and have gone through. Or, but there's an essence to her where she's talking to me about breathing tubes, having maybe something to do with her lungs, or talking about breathing issues.
Okay.
How exciting! The last two things I see, and Angelina, please, if you have something beyond this, I see a red car. Somebody's talking to me about a red car, like a red Corvette car or a red fancy car, red fast car, something very special about a car. This red has to be red car. And I also feel like they're talking about your job is moving to music, or music is moving with your job. Something is connected with music, and they hear this music. So I'm not sure where music has been with
you. I am rather musical. I was playing a song this morning for my mother.
For your mother. Thank you very much.
Yes.
If nothing else, that's validation that your mom has been with you since this morning, so I'm not surprised you got through on this wonderful show so quickly.
All right.
Wow.
Paul, I hope this helped you. There's a lot of validation in that reading, and just know that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away.
Well, thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Okay,
I think we finally have Valerie back. I think she's back from Illinois. Good evening, Valerie. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How about you?
We're doing good. We thought we had lost you, but we're glad you came back to us.
Yeah, I heard you guys, but you guys couldn't hear me, I guess.
Oh, so sorry about that. Well, there's obviously a reason for it. Paul's mother had to come through.
Right.
She had to come through. So that happens sometimes, so we have to honor spirit.
Yes.
But Valerie, this evening, I'm your host, Angelina Diana. We have Rebecca as guest medium. Can she bring a connection through for you, or do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to be linked with my brother.
Okay. Try not to give any more additional information because we want to honor the evidence that comes through first.
Sure,
just say yes and no moving forward, okay?
Okay.
Yeses and nos are always the best.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for mentioning that it was your brother. That is not the energy that I had to begin with you. I actually had a female that I felt like was coming through.
Me too.
And I don't, you did too. Okay. I'm definitely on, I feel like I'm on mom's side with this energy. Angelina, are you in the same place?
I actually do have a very, very strong maternal figure, but it doesn't feel like mom to me. It feels like someone who dealt with cancer. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Yes.
You do have a female connected to you. Are you getting cancer too as well, Rebecca?
I was actually, trying to just let you do that part
and
thinking about her brother, if that's all right.
Okay, well, I will continue with the female because she's been with me since you were on the line. And I have to tell you, this female to me comes across as a very strong female, but she was very patient. She has a patience to her. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, she's a very patient lady because when we dropped the call, she said to me in my ear, that's okay, she'll come back. Like there was like this kind of very relaxing tone. And she makes me feel like she's coming through because she wants to teach you patience. Well, she must have been some type of a teacher or very good at remembering things and sharing her knowledge. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I guess on certain things.
Okay, because I have to honor the fact that that's her intention. She wants to slow you down and teach you to relax. Mm-hmm. So are you actually a little hectic in your life right now? Things a little crazy? Okay. So I feel like she tells me, and I'm seeing her, and so I should show you what I see. She had either very curly hair or very coiffed hair. Do you understand this? Okay, and there's something specific about my hair has to be right. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so she has a particularness of how she likes to look, and she's very proud of it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to say I see that shape. I'm not getting exact detail, but I see that shape. But I'm hearing her words, and normally when I hear Spirit's words, they're very good at expressing what they need to say. Even though she was a patient lady, she had strong opinions, kept them inside. But when she had to talk about something, she definitely let people know, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm hearing. Now, I also have to tell you, she was very strong during her cancer. This woman either would not let the family help her, or there was something about her being very determined to fight her disease. Isn't that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so that's why she's coming across that strong to me. But what I'm overwhelmed by is usually when I feel a spirit that has that strength like that, they're usually very strong and pushy. She's not pushy. She knows how to hold back and speak when it's the right time, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting from her, so that's what I want to honor. So her message to you in the short time that we're together is that you need to slow down, you need to take more control right now and not speak and try to push other people's energy. Be more like me. Be more like me. So there's something about you being very impatient right now because you're trying to push people to do other things, right?
Right.
Right. So she's in your life. I believe spirit comes in and out of our life to not only obviously love and be connected to them in the physical world, but I believe they leave behind a trail of lessons, and we can learn from them as we spoke about earlier in the beginning of this program. And I believe the reason why she pushed through and even made sure that you came on this program was to help you slow down and be the strength like she was and not try to push people to get things done. And I know that Rebecca might have your brother, but I think I'm sensing him too real quick. He passed unexpectedly, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, because Rebecca's getting that too. Do you have him? Do you want me to hand him over to you? Do you want to take the mic?
Yeah, I'll say what I feel coming through. I was picking up an initial. I was picking up the letter B, as in like a Bob B. Do you understand this letter?
No.
If it's a no, that's okay. Say no.
No, no.
Okay. I either I feel like your brother is trying to mention a name or say a name or has something definitely to do with a name with the letter B connected to it.
You sure it isn't really, a D? Wait a minute. You sure it isn't a D?
It could
Where's
be a D?
D. Where's the D connection?
No D or no B. I mean, his last name starts with a D, but not his first.
Yeah.
His
but
last
they would talk-
name...
Yeah,
okay.
I think she's hearing truthfully his last name or the DDDD connection. So that's what I want to back up, because when she said B, I heard D. So I just want to just back that up as evidence. Go ahead, Rebecca. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, he's laughing because he feels like he's standing next to what I would feel is your grandmother, and he's very tall. He's much taller than her. He takes this opportunity to say to you that it's okay. He's not mad. Everything is fine. He, a lot of people still worry about whether he's okay or not. So is this a trauma?
Yes.
Thank you. Meaning not an illness in any way. It is sudden to me, but I do feel like he almost, I don't want to say he wants to take responsibility 100%. He's kind of beating around the bush with telling me that, but I would have to say that he must have been involved in the circumstances of his own death. Do you understand this?
Right. Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you that he seems to me like he's beating around the bush. So I would have to say that this is the kind of thing where whatever he did to his own body resulted in his death, and he really is taking full responsibility, but he's laughing about it. Am I a while ago with this? Is this a while ago?
Yes.
Thank you, because I don't feel like it's very, very recent. I feel like this is... I'm getting three different things really quick. I'm getting a J. I'm getting like a J, J-U even for either June or a Joe name, J. I'm also getting...
Joe.
It was Joe?
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
My brother's name is Joe.
Oh,
my other
that's
brother,
so
not the
wonderful.
One that's passed.
Yes, the other brother that's living that he's saying hello to.
Oh, wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful. Oh, that makes me, it makes him happy because he feels like people are afraid that he's not okay. And his main message is to make sure you know that he's okay and that there's healing to be done. Now, I'm not saying that there's healing to be done like grief. We have grief. Grief doesn't go away. Grief is there. Grief is interchangeable and debatable. It's the, hey, tell people I'm okay. So I think he's really trying to tell you in particular. And he's not mad. So take that for what it's worth. Everything went perfect. Everything went fine. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Was he in great, great love before he crossed? Was he married?
He was recently engaged? Married before he passed.
Okay, thank you, because he's telling me he's married. So this is more than, this is like really quick married, only a little while, like less than a year married?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because he's telling me great, great love. I was in great, great love. And he's so joyful that he got to experience that because he's laughing. He's like, I wasn't exactly a... what would you call it? Not like a gigolo, but like a he wasn't like a dating kind of guy. I don't know how to put it, but maybe it's his first girlfriend. I don't know, and he got to be so lucky to not have to date. he's making a joke out of this. Is there a child as well? Is there a daughter?
Yes, a daughter. Yes.
He has a daughter. Yes, thank you. He's very, very much into saying hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody. Is there another Jay?
Another Jay is my dad. I have my dad, Joe. My brother Joe and my other brother Joe. But I have three Joes.
Okay, so he was saying Joe, Joe is Joe, Joe is for everybody. I don't have anyone but your brother. You asked for him. He flew in like a wild eagle and landed and just started spewing out all of this, saying hi to everybody and don't be hurt, don't be upset. You know, I kind of got to say, I think he's preaching to you to not let the family bring you down. Which,
right.
You know what I mean? And I think he's really saying it like, you know, this isn't about my death, Rebecca, he's saying. This has nothing to do with my death. This has to do with them treating her the same way they treated her when I died. So he's saying, honey, I'm with you. I'm right there next to you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm taking care of the people over here, keeping them in line. You take care of the people down there and keep them in line. I'm on your page. I almost feel like he was your best friend.
Yeah, we were very, very close.
Oh, thank you so much.
We still are.
Oh, that's right, Valerie. You've got it right, because I believe they're always with you like Rebecca does. So thank you so much for hanging in there and staying on the line. And we certainly hope that
thank
these messages
you.
Brought you some light and understanding of how the other side works. Thank
sure
you so
did.
Much.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host medium this month, Angelina Diana, certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. And our guest medium for the program is Rebecca, and we are taking your phone calls. If you have questions about mediumship, if you're curious how the other side connects to us, or if you would like a connection, we're here for you this hour. Remember that the Forever Family Foundation is a not-for-profit, and that we do this to bring more light and understanding of how the other side works. So thank you so much for listening to us and joining us. I think what we'll do now is we'll take our next caller. I believe we have Donna on the line from New Jersey. Good evening, Donna. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm hoping to get a message.
Okay, great. Try not to give us any additional information on whom you'd like to hear from. Are you connecting with anyone, Rebecca?
I'm actually silly and giddy. So I'm an aunt. I might be a cancer connection. I'm either an aunt or a sister. I hear the word sister. I got really excited all of a sudden, almost like my, Angelina, almost like my excitement blocked out the messages I was getting ready to get. It was like, okay. Oh my gosh, there she is.
Okay, so you have a female that's present. Does this make sense to you, Donna? Do you have a female sister that's passed?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So try to get more clarification, Rebecca, on who you might be reaching. Obviously,
oh,
it's a very
absolutely.
happy person, obviously.
Just really excited, high vibration of a personality. Somebody who definitely comes through to you.
Just so that you know, I've got a very serious male here.
Okay.
So we've got the opposite, but
okay.
You go first.
Well, I would like to say this is a female that has a cancer connection, meaning she had some sort of a cancer in her body that killed her. I believe I want to go on mom's side with this. And is this an aunt? Do you have an aunt in spirit?
Yeah, a couple.
A couple. Okay, so we have to narrow it down even more. That's fine. That's wonderful. She feels like a ringleader to me, so she would want to be someone who brings everybody in. And I'm not sure if this male that Angelina has is your dad, but I feel like that's what she's talking about, is your dad a lot as well. Is there I'm almost a short name, like Ruby or Ronnie, or I believe it's an R connection that I'm getting.
Rob,
thank you. I love that. Your energy is sucking them in. You must talk to them all the time. Validating information is taking me a minute, so I'm going to slide to Angelina. But
okay.
I do need to validate. You must have picked up the phone for you and eight or nine just around you all the time that you talk to. Can you validate that?
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to validate, this is Angelina, I want to validate the male figure that's bringing you calming energy. You've lost a very important male in your life, haven't you?
Yes.
And he's coming through, I have to tell you, I don't think he was outwardly cocky, but he was very sure of himself, wasn't he?
Yes.
Very confident. Because I have to tell you, I think Rebecca can agree with me that when we connect to spirit, it's like meeting somebody new in the physical world, and we can feel their energy and kind of gain their energy. So I feel very confident right now, and if people know me, they know me not to be very confident. So I have to tell you, this male is very confident, very calming, and he's coming through to stabilize you. He says you've been a wreck.
Yes.
You know, you've been just completely all over the place. Now, obviously, just like, you know, Rebecca made the joke about the breathing and everyone's breathing stops. Obviously, when you've had loss, you're a wreck. But he tells me you're more of a wreck than you normally are. You're normally a very organized, in charge type of person. That's what he respects about you. And he's validating that he had conversations with you, that he respected that about you. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now he's saying, well, you know, I have to come through for her. They're always there, but I have to take this over. I have to talk to her. She's missing my calmness. She's missing my organization. She's missing my confidence. This is a woman who I respected. I would tell her this often, and she's missing having that partnership. Do you understand this?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So he's coming through to validate this. He loves the way that you're organizing the house now, even though he said just a few moments ago you weren't very organized. He says the one area that you're staying on top of is your home. Is that correct?
Well, I'm actually moving.
Okay. So he likes the way you're organizing that. Are you being very organized and very pointed about it? Because he's coming through to validate this. He likes that. Now, sometimes they'll echo your concerns, your worries. If you're concerned about moving and what he would have thought about it, which he's making me feel, he likes it. He likes the fact that you're organized about it. And I have to tell you, this is a man that would always say something like, make it simple. Why are you making it so difficult? Do you understand that statement? Do you understand this? Yes. So he's saying this is
so
a pure...
much for that.
This is a pure example, he says. Now, I have to tell you, this man was quite a talker, wasn't he? I have to tell you, he liked conversation because I'm hearing him. And normally I feel spirit, even though I feel his confidence, I'm hearing him. And he tells me that the keep it simple comment totally applies to this situation now, too. The fact that you're moving to make things simple is what he would have wanted when he was physically here. You'd agree with that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there was something specific about him in his inability to move before he passed. He's actually placing my hands underneath my butt. Now, when they do that to me, that isn't necessarily what happened to him. It's just showing me his inability to move. And that kind of frustrated him, didn't it? He was frustrated, yes. And you need to know that he has peace about this now. The one thing that he has peace about, I'm feeling this, is the fact that when he couldn't move, you were his mouthpiece and his strength. Do you understand this?
Oh, absolutely.
And he's thanking you for making him feel comforted or comfortable, that he knew that if he could not move and he could not have the voice to be taken care of, you were the one you were going to be his mouthpiece, and he had that comfort. You need to know that. Now, he also claims that before he passed, he was either unconscious or not of clear mind for 4 days. Do you understand this?
Actually, that's perfectly right.
And I'm hearing this. So when I'm that specific, it's not because I'm a good medium. It's because he is a good talker and a very specific man. Do you understand this?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, so I'm picking up on his personality and his ability to be precise. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he's being a very precise man now. And he's saying, those 4 days, I could feel you around me. I could feel you speaking to people. I could feel you taking care of me. So you need to know that that's validation on your end. For him to give me those 4 days, that man heard you. You were talking to him, and he felt you around him. So you need to know this, okay? And it seems to be a very important thing. Now, did he write? He was a writer. I'm seeing a book in front of him, and he's making notes. Okay, where's the book? There has to be a book.
Maybe because I read all the time. Oh, I was just writing to him.
There we go. So there's the writing the book to him. So, a medium can misinterpret what they see because I saw that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But I'm not off by what I'm getting. So he sees the quote-unquote book or the thing you're writing for him. He knows that you're doing that. So in the short time that we're together, please know that he's coming through along with what I feel. Rebecca was getting a female with cancer. I don't get that these two females, these two spirits were blood-related, but I get that they were in your circle. Because they're coming through very close in your circle. Please know that they're always with you. And please know that in the short time that we're together, that was their intention. And we hope that this helped you.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank them. It's their energy. It has nothing to do with us. It's spirit. So thank them. And we hope that this,
I got through.
Well, but just know that I think it's spirit's intention that you got through. And my hope is that, and like I know with Rebecca, when we do a session, it really isn't about us. It's to show you that communication is possible so that when you're writing with your husband, when you're writing to him, you're actually, and anything, and Rebecca will agree to me, when you write, when you play tennis, when you jog, when you watch TV, you're in a meditative state. You're in a daydream state. So when we do our work, we're in a daydream state. So when you are writing to your husband, my dear Donna, you are writing to him and you are communicating with him. You are doing what a medium does. And for him to validate that, he's trying to say, I heard you. I heard you.
He just so validated everything I was just writing.
There you go. So
awesome.
you have to say to yourself and anybody listening to this that it's not about the medium. It's about the intention. And it's about your intention that when you or anybody else out there puts themselves in a daydream state that you're welcoming and you have the opportunity to try to communicate with them. So please take that as an opportunity that your husband, this is your husband?
Yes.
Is this your husband? Hey, you just told me husband. Okay. Your husband.
That's my husband.
Well, your husband, I didn't know that until now. Your husband, I'm going to get a little emotional. Your husband wants you to know that you can communicate with him. You need to know that. Okay. And thank you so much for joining us on this, in this program today.
Oh, thank you.
You're
much.
Welcome.
Thanks. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Okay.
I love that.
Isn't the other side amazing? They blow me away in how they teach us. You know, they teach us so much. And when we first opened up the program, we spoke about, you know, the aspect of how a medium connects to their own loved ones and what that might feel like, you know, and that we learn through you. And I feel the same way, too, that when we communicate, it's from the standpoint when we communicate with our loved ones from a griever's standpoint. We don't have any extra magical ways that we can reach our loved ones. We learn to communicate with our loved ones because we learn from spirit. Spirit teaches us.
Absolutely.
And that's why when we're the purveyor of bringing that energy forward, it has nothing to do with us. It actually has to do, I believe, and please, you know, chime in, with our, for lack of a better word, contract or our commitment that when we enter into a communication or agreement with spirit, that we will represent them to the best of our ability. But we certainly are not responsible for their communication. Just like when Celine Dion sings a song and it's played on the radio, like I say many times, we don't pat the radio and go, oh my God, that's an amazing radio. We say, Celine Dion has it. Celine Dion, you have the amazing voice and you're creating that. The other side is the voice. We're the radio. And, you know, I just can't say that enough times. I'm sure you feel the same way too.
Oh, absolutely. Not from me, through me.
Exactly. And I think that whenever we can honor spirit and honor their intention, and even if we sound wrong as a medium, we always try to back it up with, well, why was that wrong? Why did I get that wrong? So that we can arm either ourselves as a griever or the client with information so that they can see the energy unfold. So my hope, and I believe, unfortunately, our time is coming to an end already. I can't believe that went by so fast. But my hope is that, and I know it's yours too, Rebecca, that when you get the opportunity to sit alone and you're quiet and you want that place where you're, you know, in a place of, oh my goodness, I want to get a sign, or oh my goodness, I need to connect because I need to get proof that you're here, that you take a moment to figure out your intention. You know, why is it that I need to connect now? What is it that I could send to my loved ones so that it'll be a conversation? It just won't be I'm sitting back and you're switching the light switches for me.
The conversation part, and something that I've been sharing with clients in my classes recently, is that when you're randomly having a thought of a loved one that's crossed over, kind of interrupts what you were doing, or if you're in your meditative state where you're driving and all of a sudden that loved one pops into your head, I always say to say hi back. Don't think for an instant that it's your mind just popping that thought out all the time. I mean, yes, we do randomly think of them on our own. However, I find more and more often that they're saying hi to us first. That's why they pop into our mind. So when it comes to my own loved ones now, I say, oh, hello to you too. How are you doing? And I love the response.
Yeah, that is definitely one way that they can get to us if we find ourselves inadvertently in a daydream state and they pop in there. You have to pay attention. But I also believe that we too can start the conversation. Or on some level, if you go with the belief system, some mediums believe this, and I do too, that your loved ones are around you all the time because the other side is among us. I feel that sometimes they might do what you mentioned, Rebecca. They'll somehow inadvertently, like energetically tap you, you know, like, hey, tapping you on the shoulders, I'm here. Or they'll put a thought in your head, and we don't recognize that that was them. You know, they were kind of going, hey, I'm here. So they do that too as well. There's no two ways about it. Well, unfortunately, our time has ended. I want to thank you, Rebecca, for sharing your ability to contact the other side and bring through those beautiful messages.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's our pleasure.
I will see you at 11:11:11.
Yes, I know. That's right, at the conference. I want to remind everybody to join us at the conference for mediums for the Night of Mediums, where each of us will be at a table delivering messages. There's still some opportunity to get involved in that if you go to Forever Family Foundation on 11:11:11 and also on 11:12:11 for the conference. Love to see you there. Our time is up. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm your host for this month's edition of Mediums and Messages, and I'm a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I want to thank you for joining us and want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.